In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear Lesson 7. My plane leaves at 9 o'clock. Mein Flugzeug geht 9 Uhr. If you remember in the last lesson, an actress staying at the Hotel Europa was rehearsing her role in her room. Hannah, the hotel chambermaid, noticed a sign outside her door saying, "Please do not disturb."
Aber da hängt doch das Schild. Bitte nicht stören.
Hannah didn't dare disturb the woman, although judging by the sounds coming from her room, she thought she needed help. Listen again and note the word order. The sentence doesn't begin with the subject, but with another word. Vielleicht. Perhaps. The verb is in second position, as always, and the subject comes after the verb.
Vielleicht braucht sie Hilfe.
It's now evening and Andreas is attending to a rather agitated guest. He wants Andreas to book him a taxi to take him to Cologne Airport the next morning. In the following dialogue, he uses a number of expressions of time. His plane leaves at 9 o'clock. 9 Uhr. The journey to the airport by taxi takes 1 hour. Eine Stunde. Listen again. What time should Andreas order the taxi for?
Ach, darf man hier überhaupt rauchen?
Natürlich dürfen Sie rauchen. Hier ist ein Aschenbecher. Was kann ich für Sie tun?
Bitte bestellen Sie doch ein Taxi für mich für morgen früh.
Gern. Und für wann?
Also, mein Flugzeug geht 9 Uhr. Wie lange braucht das Taxi denn?
Ungefähr eine Stunde.
Aha, eine Stunde. 8:30 möchte ich da sein. Eine Stunde Fahrt, also 7:30. Bestellen Sie das Taxi dann bitte für 7 Uhr.
Geht in Ordnung.
Andreas has to order the taxi for 7 o'clock the next morning. Listen to the dialogue once again. The man is rather nervous and lights a cigarette. Then he turns to Andreas and asks whether smoking is permitted.
Ach, darf man hier überhaupt rauchen?
In Germany, smoking isn't permitted in a number of public places, for example in shops, at the cinema, in underground stations and in many offices. But smoking is generally allowed at the reception desk in hotels. Andreas reassures the guest and says, "Of course you may smoke."
Natürlich dürfen Sie rauchen.
Then the guest says to Andreas, "Please order a taxi for me."
Bitte bestellen Sie doch ein Taxi für mich.
Andreas has to order the taxi for the next morning.
Für morgen früh.
Andreas is happy to do this, but he has to know what time to order the taxi for. For when, he asks.
Für wann?
The guest begins to work out when he should order the taxi for. He thinks about when his plane, Flugzeug, leaves. My plane leaves at 9 o'clock, he says.
Mein Flugzeug geht 9 Uhr.
As the man wants to get to the airport in the morning during the rush hour, Andreas can only tell him approximately, ungefähr, how long the journey will take. He says, about 1 hour.
Ungefähr eine Stunde.
The man works out when he has to be at the airport, 1/2 hour before his plane takes off. So he says to Andreas, "I'd like to be there at 8:30. Note that in German, 8:30 is expressed as 9:30.
8:30 möchte ich da sein.
The journey to the airport by taxi takes about 1 hour, so the man has to leave the hotel at 7:30. A 1 hour journey, he says to himself, so that means 7:30.
Eine Stunde Fahrt, also halb acht.
So as to have plenty of time, he orders the taxi for half an hour earlier, for 7 o'clock.
Bestellen Sie das Taxi dann bitte für 7 Uhr.
While the man goes back up to his room, X appears and annoys Andreas by imitating the man's behavior. Listen to the next scene.
Darf man hier singen?
Nein, das darfst du nicht.
Darf man hier stören?
X, ich bitte dich, sei jetzt still.
X asks what one, man, may do at a hotel. For example, whether one is allowed to sing or to disturb.
Darf man hier singen? Darf man hier stören?
Andreas begs X to be quiet, as he's just noticed that a couple are coming to the reception desk. They want to be woken up the following morning. Listen to their conversation with Andreas. When would they like to have their alarm call?
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Können Sie uns morgen früh wecken?
Gern. Und wann?
Um 7:15.
Geht in Ordnung. Ich wecke Sie um 7:15.
Danke.
Gute Nacht.
The couple would like to be woken at about 7 o'clock. Then they say they'd like to be woken at 7:15.
Um 7:15.
Quarter past, 7:15. Listen again.
Um 7:15.
And now let's take a look at some of the grammar points that have occurred in today's lesson. And we'll begin with some time expressions used in German. In response to the question, wann, when, you can often say a time of day, for example, tomorrow morning, morgen früh. Listen to the example.
Wann?
Können Sie uns morgen früh wecken?
Und wann?
To say at a specific time, you use the preposition This is how you say at 9 o'clock.
9 Uhr.
Mein Flugzeug geht 9 Uhr.
Time phrases involving half past a given hour can be confusing to begin with. This is because in German you don't say half past an hour, but halfway to the next hour. So 8:30 or 8:30 is 9:30.
9:30.
9:30 möchte ich da sein.
9:15 is 9:15. Listen to the next example. This is how you say 7:15.
7:15.
Ich wecke Sie 7:15.
In today's lesson, you also heard the modal verb dürfen, which means to be allowed to.
Dürfen. Dürfen.
In the following example, dürfen is used in a question to ask whether something is permitted.
Darf man hier rauchen?
To ask a general question, for example, may one smoke here? Or may one sing here? You use the pronoun man.
Darf man hier singen?
And finally, a note about the accusative case of personal pronouns. The accusative case is used after certain verbs and prepositions. The personal pronoun ich changes to mich in the accusative case.
Mich. Mich.
In the following example, mich is used after the preposition für, meaning for.
Bitte bestellen Sie ein Taxi für mich.
In the second person, du changes to dich.
Dich. Dich.
In the next example, dich is used after the verb Bitten, to beg someone to do something.
Ich bitte dich, sei still.
In the first person plural, wir changes to uns.
Uns. Uns.
In the next example, uns is used after the verb wecken, to wake.
Können Sie uns morgen früh wecken?
Listen once again to the three dialogues from the beginning, and while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Ach, darf man hier überhaupt rauchen?
Natürlich dürfen Sie rauchen. Hier ist ein Aschenbecher. Was kann ich für Sie tun?
Bitte bestellen Sie doch ein Taxi für mich für morgen früh.
Gern. Und für wann?
Also, mein Flugzeug geht um 9 Uhr. Wie lange braucht das Taxi denn?
Ungefähr eine Stunde.
Aha, eine Stunde. Um 8:30 möchte ich da sein. Eine Stunde Fahrt, also 7:30. Bestellen Sie das Taxi dann bitte für 7 Uhr.
Geht in Ordnung.
X annoys Andreas by imitating the man's behavior.
Darf man hier singen?
Nein, das darfst du nicht.
Darf man hier stören?
X, ich bitte dich, sei jetzt still.
A couple staying at the hotel would like to be woken up the next morning.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Können Sie uns morgen früh wecken?
Gern. Und wann?
Um 7:15.
Geht in Ordnung. Ich wecke Sie um 7:15.
Danke.
Gute Nacht.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.